A reading from the Gospel according to John. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one. The Gospel of the Lord. It's all too easy to let familiar passages like this, and especially familiar images, slip past us and not really think about them. We've heard the Good Shepherd image over and over and over again. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Since most of us rarely actually see shepherds with their sheep, we probably tend not really to take in the implications of what Jesus is saying here. At the time, of course, the people listening to him would have been much more familiar with the sight of a flock being guided by a shepherd. But most of us live in an urban context, and so we don't have an opportunity to see this very often. And in addition, even when we do think about sheep, we tend not to have a very high opinion of them. We probably consider them not very bright. I think of the expression woolly-minded. And in a culture that values independence, individuality, the ability to think for yourself, make your own decisions, it's really not complimentary to talk about people following each other like sheep. Well, I did a little research, and it turns out they're actually a lot more intelligent than we've ever imagined. They follow each other for the excellent reason that they're working together, working to find the best pasture, working to avoid danger, and this is really very sensible of them. And it also turns out, and this really took my breath away, that they can recognize one another from their faces, and they can even recognize humans that they know by their faces. So, obviously, they can recognize their shepherd. And a good shepherd, one who's good at his job, takes them on the very best path. So instead of being offended to be called sheep, we can actually be happy to take inspiration from them, because we can be confident that our shepherd, Christ himself, will always lead us in the right direction. And if we stick together, we'll be even safer. You know, I can't help thinking that this is a powerful argument in favor of ecumenism. If we'd all work together and walk together, we'd get a lot further. So anyway, Jesus is reassuring us that we can't be snatched from him, that as long as we stick with him and recognize him as our shepherd, we'll be safe. And then, at the end of this short passage, he makes an astonishing claim, one that scandalizes his hearers. Here they're just called the Jews. They're so scandalized by what he says that they actually want to stone him, because he says, "The Father and I are one." You can't be clearer than that, can you? It's an explicit claim to be in perfect union with God. Well, no wonder the Jews were horrified. You can't really blame them. They didn't have our advantage of 2,000 years of study and preaching and exegesis. They hadn't already seen him die and rise from the dead. You really, really can't blame them. But we know, and it's the whole foundation of our faith, that Jesus here is simply stating the literal truth. If that were not the case, being sheep, acting like sheep, could only lead us to disaster. But it is. It is the truth that sets us free. Free to walk together. Free to follow our shepherd, on our way to the greenest pasture of all.